Yeah, definitely. It was the first GC day of the race and first hard day of the year and first hot day as well. So a bit of everything really, and mountaintop finish. Myself personally, I didn't feel great. So just kind of did my job for Richie, and then unfortunately couldn't quite win on the stage, but it's still all to race for. And yeah, 3 days to go, so we'll keep plugging away.
How soon do you find out on a day like today that you're not feeling great?
It's kind of one of those things, like the longer you sort of riding and, you know, the heat sort of starts to get you a bit and you're just like, whew, you kind of feel the legs a bit more, and you kind of know you're not 100%. You just sort of keep committed and, you know, do the best you can and try and fulfill your job and what's expected of you and just do your best, really. That's all you kind of do. It's quite hard on the head, you know, because the last 2 years I've gone quite well in this race. And, yeah, this year not quite as much emphasis on early part of the season. So a bit behind what I was the last 2 years, but it's all good racing and bigger and better things to come down the road as well.
So when do you hope to be in your first peak of form then? What's your first target for the year?
First main target is Paris-Nice and then the Classics after that. So, you know, that sort of six-week block there is the first big hit of the year, really. And I'm not too fussy. I'd like to get a result in any of the races there, really, and I'll take anything. But, yeah, this is obviously a big workload towards that. And, you know, the heat is that added stress on the body as well. And so, yeah, it's all on track, you know. It's just got to chip away at the weight a bit more and should be there or thereabouts then.
So, in some ways, this is... Clearly, you've got to work hard for Richie Porte because it's a name of his. But this is, in some ways, part of the training build-up for the season ahead.
Yeah, you know, we came down here 2 weeks before the race and to get a good block of training in. And Richie's been targeting this race since October, really, and he's in good form. And he's looking super lean and he's doing some good numbers and things. And, you know, just the way the race panned out today, it didn't really fall his way. But, you know, he's in great shape, so... The idea was to come here and give everything to him. And there's still 3 more days, so hopefully we can turn that around. I think last year, the way he rode the Pulunga, he put quite a bit of time into the other guys. And with the 10-second time bonus as well, it's still all to play for. So that Pulunga stage is on Saturday, and it's a big day. It'll probably be hot again. And we do the climb 2 times, so it definitely takes its toll, especially after 5 days of racing. And, you know, early season as well, it starts to take its toll by the end of the week. So basically, we just got to get him into that climb as fresh as possible, really. So we'll look after him tomorrow, keep him out of the wind, and then over to him and how he feels, really, on Saturday afternoon.
It's a long season these days, isn't it? It's an awful long way till October.
Yeah, it is. So, you know, this year I'm hoping to ride the Tour and the Vuelta, so 2 grand tours, and that's part of the reason why I haven't been overly keen in November, December, because, like you say, it's a hell of a long year, and... you know, you don't want to get into the Vuelta already feeling sort of over the season. So it is long, but still enjoy racing at the end of the day.